Describe a person who has interesting ideas or opinions. When it comes to describing a person with interesting opinions, I really want to talk about my best friend, Quinn Yang. She has been my friend since secondary school, so we have a lot in common, including our interests and mindset. She is now an undergraduate, studying computer engineering in America. Her major mainly involves writing codes and designing new programs or software. Although working with codes and computer technology can be frustrating at times, she really has a knack for science subjects and enjoys what she is doing right now. Back in our days in school, she excelled in math and physics, since she usually came up with solutions to problems in just minutes. Quinn Yang is not only smart and also very sensible in social issues. She has the ability to think things through and give the best advice, so I always confide in her whenever I'm in trouble. That is the reason why I think she has very interesting opinions. 1. When do children begin to have their own ideas? It's hard to tell, because I don't usually spend time with children. Just a wild guess, I think they may develop their own ways of thinking at the age of 3. This is because at the age of 3, they start to go to kindergarten and have contact with other kids and teachers. Thanks to these interactions, they will start to form their own ideas about the world. 2. Why are there more and more differences between children and their parents these days? I guess it's because when children grow up, their relationship circle expands and they are more influenced by others rather than just their parents. Take myself as an example. My parents and I used to have similar opinions, but now my ideas are often conflict with theirs. 3. What are the advantages and disadvantages of setting rules for children? Well, an obvious advantage of setting rules for children is that it can help children become more disciplined. However, if the rules are too strict or inappropriate, they can limit children's imagination, and forcing children to follow these rules may put children under lots of pressure and even result in mental illnesses.